neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The only month that is picked to add the extra month to the whole year is month of Adar. Why we pick this month to make the year Meubar, Kabise. I'm sorry? Well, you can give the respect to any Shevet. No? Why Adar has to be repeated?
Moshe was born in Adar?
Moshe Rabbeinu, yes, was born in Adar. But Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov Avinu, born in Chodesh Nisan, so on.
Each month has its own sequence.
Yes. Yes, but we're being prejudiced because we're giving respect to Chodesh Adar rather than other months. Chai? I understand, but why Adar? Why Adar is picked to have Adar Aleph and Adar Bet? Why?
The end of the year.
Well, yes. Because Chodesh Nisan has been designated, as we learned, that is the beginning of the Hebrew calendar. That's true. But we can, to fix the Chagim and so on, as the purpose is, we could pick any month to make it double. Megillat Esther, as we reviewed, actually we're not finished with the Megillah. As you know, when Haman was hanged, what month was it? Hazar Baruch, Nisan. Yeah. Haman was hanged in Chodesh Nisan. Yeah. So now, when Ahasuerus told Haman to go and inform Mordechai HaYehudi that he's the Mishneh LaMelech, that he became the right hand of the king. So now Haman goes and he notices that Mordechai is in the middle of Lachash. He's doing 18. So Gemara says, and Haman waited for him to finish the tefillah.
Wait.
Yes. You know what a tzaddik Haman was? Ruach Adonai, tenchanu geinam. So he waited. Why he waited? So you go, Haman, because Ahasuerus says, Maher, right away, foran. You know, you go, take the levush, take the horse, everything, take the chariot, and then you have to take him around the city. So he goes to inform Mordechai about the good news. So he sees him in the middle of the hash. So he waits for him. And you know, at least the tefillah of Mordechai would take not 10 minutes, 45 minutes. 45 minutes, he waited for him. But why? It's a very beautiful message here. And that is, Haman Arashanu, Aslan guys, you do your tefillah with sadness, your tefillah will not be accepted. So he said, let him do tefillah, because if I inform him and tell him that he became the right hand of the king, then he's going to repeat his tefillah with simcha, then his tefillah is going to be accepted. You know what that is? So that means, if you're not smiling when you're doing your tefillah, you're wasting your time. You know what that is? So here we see such a powerful message that Haman Rasha was ordered, go right away, Maher, wait, let Mordechai know about the good news. He waits. You know, he doesn't know. He's crying, but he didn't know. Mordechai Chas V'Shalom, he's never sad, he's never down, he's never Achmo Chas V'Shalom. So now here, back to our question. Why Adar is picked as a double month? Adar Aleph and Adar Bet. Because when Mishenichnas Adar, Marvim V'Simcha, Chazar Baruch. So now, Chodesh Nisan is Chodesh
Geula.
So from here we see, if you want Geula, you have to be Sameach first, then you see the Geula. So that's why the month that we repeat is the month that you're commanded to la'avod b'simcha. Why? Because the requirement of be goel is not to read too much Tehillim. It's not to do too much tefillot, bakashot, tachanunim. People have sefer segulot all over the house. Segulot for this, segulot for that, segulot for this. Tehillim for this, tehillim for that. It doesn't do nothing. Why? Because when the mitpalel, they not?
Sameach.
Yeah. And we see what a beautiful point here. Haman ha-rasha! He goes to inform Mordechai, he says, forget it, you know, I'll wait. Why? Because, he thought he's down, you know, he's doing his tefillah with atzvut. You know they call it atzvut? Because Persian they call it asabi. It's the same letters. Atzvut and asabi is exactly the same letters. Why?
Know what asabi means?
Arabic,
asabi. Yeah, exactly.
You cannot talk to him, he has no patience. He said, leave me alone, don't talk to me. You know, I don't have patience for this. What do you want from me? Leave me alone. You know people like that?
Yes.
Chasu shalom. Chasu shalom. So I knew people like that. But from now on, that's it. From now on, no more.
See what a beautiful message it is. Chodesh Nisan, Chodesh Geulah,
needs to have double month of Marbim. That's what the tefillah needs a lot of work, right? Because Yitzhak says, you know, you don't have this, you don't know this, you know, you should have this, it's end of the month. I didn't want to remind you, yeah.
That's
the end of the month, this, that. It makes your mind makshush, yeah. Means lots of confusion, stress. You say, go. I don't have time for you. You have to push it away. Chasu shalom. Now all this tefillot, all the berachot, you don't go to waste. Chasu shalom. You have to always be on guard. No matter what happens, I'm not gonna lose my
simcha.
No matter what happens, I'm not gonna let it.
You do that Hashem b'simcha.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But we know the Torah, but to know and to act is a different thing. Let me know many things. They know this is not good for them. They should not eat this. But they do it. Why? Because Yetzer Hara doesn't let you. We have a task that you have to be very, very, very chazak, very strong. The Chasu Shalom would not let the tefillah, the main task of Yehudi, 3 times a day. You have to inform yourself, you know, welcome to Bet Knesset. I know otherwise, I'm going to do my tefillah with
simcha. Extra
simcha. Because if you say simcha, it's going to make it cut. If you say extra double simcha, like double adar, aleph a bit. So then, at least either if he gets a little bit of away, then you still have the simcha. That means you have to promise yourself, I'm going to lavot Hashem with
double simcha.
Because if he takes one, you still have, yes, exactly. Extra, double, because that's what he does. But you give him, you know, a little bribe to get rid of him. The Yetzer Hara. The Chasu Shalom, no matter what happens, you have to learn to just ignore it. Don't pay attention to it. Don't let it, Chasu Shalom, be recorded in your system. And that's the task that we have, because every day of this month is Rosh Chodesh. Every day. HaChodesh HaZeh Yeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. HaChodesh HaZeh. Every day of this month is
Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, but the point here is this Lachem. This is for you. Hashem says, yeah, I give it to you. Every day has such a force. Today, Yisachar, Allah Shalom, Brother Korban. Every day, one of the tribes are bringing sacrifice. You know what it is? The Hagamat Mishkan. Hashem gave 10 Ketarim to the beginning of the Chodesh Nisan. 10 Keter. Because Hashem will talk about what this 10 Ketarim all about. But the point of matter here is, we have to remind ourselves, full of energy, Chas v'Shalom. We should not, you know, fall asleep or be tired, Chas v'Shalom. God forbid. You have to create the extra
energy.
Yeah. No, there's no sometimes. No. No. Has a shalom. How can you miss out all these tefillot that could go through the Shaare Shamayim? Nareef, Chas v'Shalom, you're not inspired, you're not elevated, you're not sameach, you get stuck. It gets panchar, flat. Then you need a tow truck. We're going to find a tow truck to get the tefillah up. And that's the very, very important key that you have to remind yourself. I have to la'avod avisha v'shamayim b'tzimcha, no matter what. And it works. You have to remind yourself and you have to push yourself. This is not the place to show weakness, tiredness, sleepiness, shortness. There's no such a thing. You don't have such a thing here.
What is it?
Yeah, you have to be chazak. And you see how Geula and Yeshua will come for you. Amen.
Amen.
Is that the shame? Is Kevin Hodesh Mande, Yeshua, the Solo to what?
Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli, Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.